Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the US and the UK are expected to announce a deal on tariffs this afternoon, which President Trump has trailed as a major trade deal. But the BBC is reporting that this won't be a full trade deal, but rather a carve-out from the global tariffs on goods, steel and cars imposed by the Trump administration. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is meeting Ursula von der Leyen in Brussels right now, as the EU prepares to unveil its counter tariffs in the event that both sides can't agree a deal. Well, let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Oliver Wright, who's policy editor with the Times of London, and Rosie Burchard, who is Europe correspondent with DW News. And thank you both for being with us. So, Oliver, the details of this deal, they haven't been confirmed yet. The UK and the US, though, you would expect, will be happy that some sort of a deal is going to be unveiled. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's relief rather than jubilation. And this deal is going to be about damage limitation rather than, you know, improving the kind of trading relationship which the UK had before Donald Trump began his tariff war.
So will this be vindication then for Keir Starmer? I mean, his approach was really to court Donald Trump, not to poke the bear. Is he seeing the benefits of that strategy now?
I think they will be pleased that, you know, the UK is the first country with which the US and the Trump administration is doing a deal. And they will certainly say that is as a result of the way in which, you know, Starmer and other ministers have approached Trump and the White House. But I mean, I think, you know, we have to see the nature of the deal and exactly what the UK gets out of it, particularly on things like car exports, and also perhaps as importantly, whether there are any provisions in it for potential future tariffs from the US administration in areas like pharmaceuticals or indeed the film industry.
So are you hearing anything about the details of this deal?
No, they're keeping it pretty much under wraps. I mean, what we are hearing is that there will be movements on things like car and steel tariffs, but exactly what they're reduced to remains to be seen. And indeed, you know, exactly what happens to that sort of 10% you know, global tariff that the Trump administration have put, that is also unclear.
So maybe this might be more significant politically than economically.
Yes. I mean, I think if they can secure a significant reduction in car tariffs, that would be seen in the UK as pretty good news because, you know, for some companies, particularly Jaguar Land Rover, which is a big employer, those 25% tariffs on their vehicles to the States is a real worry and a real problem. So if those can be reduced significantly, I think, you know, politically and economically, it could be quite good news, or at least much less bad news than it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. The UK was never really in the crosshairs of the Trump administration, though, because the trade imbalance is in the United States' favour, isn't it?
It is certainly in terms of goods. If you look at services, it's actually the other way around. The UK exports far more services to the US than the US supports to, sends to the UK. But in purely in goods terms, yes, it is. It's broadly equal.
Mm-hmm. So hence why it might have been easier to arrive at this point, you know, regardless of the strategy pursued by the UK government and Keir Starmer, it just might have been easier to get that deal because of the trade surplus situation.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're also going to have to look at what the UK has conceded in return. I think one thing you're likely to see is that the UK will reduce its agricultural tariffs on US imports. That, I think, will be one thing that will certainly happen. I think there'll also be movement on this thing called the digital service tax, which is a tax the UK has on the revenues of mainly American tech firms, which has been a big sort of bugbear for the Trump administration. So, yeah, there could be an impact on the revenues that the UK will get because the digital services tax is due to raise about £2 billion. So that, you know, is a bit of a black hole for Rachel Reeves in the government's finances.
Another big date coming up for the Labour government is this summit between the UK and the EU on the 19th of May. What will they be attempting to hash out?
I mean, arguably, economically, that is more significant. The big win for the UK in that is to see an end on physical goods inspections on sort of agricultural produce and food crossing both between the Irish Sea and between, across the Channel to France. Now, since Brexit, some estimates suggest that the amount of food sent from Britain to the EU has fallen by about £3 billion. And I think it's a sort of high priority for the UK to try and restore that trade. Now, in return, the UK will agree to follow European food and agricultural standards, something which, you know, this Labour government has much less problem with than the previous Conservative government did. But then what happens there is, you know, we would hope that that happens quite quickly alongside this defence and security deal. But there's going to be quite a lot of other things around the side. But I think economically and politically, the deal with the EU will be more significant than the deal with the US.
So if producers have to follow the food and agriculture standards, surely there will be more people asking the Brexit, what was the point of that question?
yeah, I think that's probably fair to say. I mean, you know, I think what the government would say in return to that was that one of the primary sort of motivating causes with Brexit was free movement of people. That was why a lot of people voted for Brexit. And this deal is not going to bring that in. The government's been very clear that there'll be no return to free movement. But, you know, it does follow the sort of critics of some of the Brexit process who said, you know, if you're not part of the club, you're a rule follower, not a rule maker. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly the case. You know, the rules on food and agricultural standards will be made by, you know, the EU 27 member states, including Ireland. Them, but Britain will not have a place around that table.
Oliver, thank you very much. Rosie Burchard, as I said, is with us as well, Europe correspondent with DW News. So, Rosie, what's the reaction been in Brussels to these rumours, more than rumours, because Donald Trump has more or less said it without identifying the UK, that there will be a deal between the United States and Britain?
So lips are sealed in Brussels on that for the moment. And I think if there are public comments on it, it will be along the lines of, well, this is really nothing to do with us. It's a deal between, a reported deal, we should say, between the UK and the US. That's between two allies, you know, none of our business. But of course, behind closed doors, what that will do is pile a bit of pressure on the EU to try and find its own deal with the US. We know negotiations have been ongoing to try and avert those across-the-board tariffs that have been put on pause. And I think it's, you know, especially important for Ireland, given that Irish land border issue that might come into play in some way or other if there's different differentiated deals for the UK and the US and the EU and the US. That's not really clear exactly what the detailed implications of that would be, but you can imagine that the Taoiseach will be might be having chats with Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission President, about that behind closed doors. So I would say nothing on the record. Off the record, it certainly piles on a bit of pressure. But of course, let's be clear, it's much easier to strike a deal between one country and another country than between 27 countries with a single market and another country being the US.
So, and that meeting, as we said, between the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Ursula von der Leyen is underway, expected to last for about an hour. But then a little later on, around lunchtime, we are expecting to hear from the EU on the measures it's going to take, the retaliation measures against the United States in the event that they can't get a deal on tariffs. What are we expecting to see in there?
Exactly. So listen, there's been this sort of carrot versus stick approach all the way through this. So trying to show an openness to strike a deal, to show an openness to find new ways to sort of tempt the US to back down on tariffs, but at the same time to show that the European Union is ready to hit back. And we know that the European Union had already prepared a list of counter tariffs, which were in response to previous US tariffs on steel and aluminium that included things like US almonds, soybeans. Those were put on pause. And now we're expecting the European Commission, that's the EU's executive here in Brussels, to come up with a list of other products that it might consider targeting with more counter tariffs if these negotiations fail. Now, there are all sorts of rumours swirling about that. We hear that it's going to be targeting around about somewhere in the region of 100 billion euros worth of goods. Expecting more agricultural goods to be on that list. So think about food exports from the United States, but also some industrial products. One report from Bloomberg suggests that Boeing, so aerospace provider, might also be caught in the crosshairs of that. And that would, of course, be, you could see that within, there's been this kind of long-standing rivalry between Airbus and Boeing. Now, of course, that might be something which could be a part of an EU push to try and catalyse these negotiations to say, look, in terms of this stick, we are ready to hit if we need to. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that the European Union is a really big trading partner for the United States. And of course, what the EU has been weighing up is really how much weight to try and bring to the table here.
All right. Well, we'll see, Rosie, what happens at lunchtime today when we're expecting that announcement from the European Commission. But for now, Rosie Burchard, thank you very much for joining us. Coming up a little bit later on in the programme, we're going to be talking about plants that will thrive and stay alive. Gardener Mari Staunton will be with us. And as always, she'll take your questions. So if you have any gardening questions for Mari, you can get them in on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Next, though, why some Irish learner drivers are heading to Georgia to do their driving test.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.